Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
B. Scott M. for Landry Locker here with John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And fellas, the Astros have a crisis in leadership. I talk about it all the time whenever we find ourselves in this situation. And unfortunately, we've been here before. We've been here with the Texans. Feel like we've been here with the Rockets. We were probably here with the Astros a long, 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 long time ago. But it's been a long time since been the case.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since we felt that was the case. But I feel like the thing that people are not talking about enough, because you're in the day-to-day of it, you're watching the players go out there and not be good enough. But I don't feel like we can take the focus off of the crises in leadership that the Astros are going through right now and leave it to them. Leave it to the general manager himself to voice it himself, to highlight the crises in leadership. Yeah. Yeah. To lend a voice to it. On MLB Network, Dana Brown goes on there, this was yesterday, and directly contradicts himself.
Yeah.
Contradicts words that he had spoken about the issues with Brian Abreu. I'm sorry, with Jose Abreu. Getting my Abreus mixed up, because Brian's had his issues too, hitting batters and everything, but with Jose Abreu. And then at some point, he also speaks like very unrealistically about where this team is at in terms of their future. I want you guys to hear.
Yes, we got
to
hear it.
We've got to hear from Dana Brown a week ago, now 8 days ago, but a week from his most recent comments, talking about the core issue with one Jose Abreu, who, if he should have been living under a rock, is at the spring training facility in West Palm Beach trying to figure himself out. This is what Dana Brown had to say about that just 8 days ago.
A lot of times with these guys, they get into the heavy weight, the lifting, the strength building. We're going to do lighter weights, more reps.
Okay, that's the second one.
Yeah, so that's actually his most recent. So we can actually come back to that one, but let's hear what he had to say a week ago about Jose Abreu.
Abreu, and I see him drive the ball, you know, as far as he can drive it in batting practice, and I see that he still has bat speed. I say that there's still hope. And that's what the scouting eye. What the scouting eye tells you, that if a guy is swinging slow and he can't get to certain pitches, then the chance of him getting back to his ability is null. So, but what I would say with Abreu is he was still showing bat speed in batting practice. And part of his issue is timing. And if you start your bat late and pitchers are throwing hard at the major league level, you have very little chance of catching up with it. And so you have to get your timing right in order to get that barrel head to the baseball.
All right.
So it's bat speed.
That's good.
So it's scouting eye.
And let's remember,
yeah,
Dana Brown is in this position to begin with,
right,
because of his scouting background.
Yeah.
He is essentially, if we're being honest about it, right now a glorified scout. He is in this position because of his scouting background. Yeah. And his scouting eye tells us that it's not the bat speed. It is the bat speed.
Well, I mean, it's not the bat speed.
Not the bat speed at that time. It's not the bat speed.
Not the bat speed.
It's the timing.
Cool.
That's what he said, right?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for your scouting eye.
All right.
Thanks for that.
By the way, dropping that scouting eye. Let me tell you how good of an eye I have.
Let me just. Right. I've got the scouting eye to tell you what's wrong with Jose Abreu.
That's like mansplaining. All right, honey, let me tell you about wrenches.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
It feels a lot like the back of the baseball card nonsense.
It really
does.
With you. It's mansplaining. It's bat speed. All right, so we're all in agreement then.
All right, so that's with the media about a week ago.
Yeah.
Fast forward a week later, and this is same general manager, Astros general manager Dana Brown, on MLB Network about the same exact topic. What's going on with Jose Abreu? Is it bat speed? What is it?
A lot of times with these guys, they get into the heavy weight, the lifting, the strength building. We're going to do lighter weights, more rep, more quick twitch things in terms of weights and moving a little bit faster so that, you know, he can get back to the quick twitch. I think he's gotten a little too strong and it slowed his back down a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And so ultimately, if we can get this guy back to his rhythm and timing, and back to what he did last fall, it's going to really help us out.
So it's the rhythm and timing and the bat speed.
So it is bat speed.
It sounds like it's, you know what it sounds
like.
What
did your scouting eye tell you, though, a week ago?
Dude, what? And you learned that much in a week, huh? It took taking him out of the lineup and putting him in this controlled environment, apparently, for your scouting eye to tell you more, tell you the truth, that it's the bat speed and the timing and everything. Like, dude, come on, man. It sounds to me more like they're just talking.
Yes, it does. I think it's one of two things, just sort of reading it from where I'm sitting. The first one is bothersome. The second one is even more bothersome. The first possibility here is he thinks we're all stupid. He thinks we're stupid. He knows he said that it wasn't the bat speed. And then, you know what? I'm trying to protect myself. I'm trying to protect Jose Abreu. By the way, he said referenced that Jose Abreu would be back, not may not be back, would be back.
Hell, that is a predicament, ain't it, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's coming back, according to the general manager.
He's coming back.
So possibility number one is he thinks we're all stupid. And that's, sorry, we're not. And it makes you look awful. The second possibility, I think, is even worse. Someone told him, you need to do this. You need to lighten the weights. You need to, it is his bat speed. You need to work with him, get some people down there with some, you know, the fast twitch muscles. And that's even more bothersome because that means he's not really the general manager.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dude, Lopez, the general manager,
yeah,
it tells me he's not even the damn scout.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think he was the general manager, to be honest with you, Lopez. Yeah. I thought that some combination of Jim Crane,
yeah, Reggie,
Jeff Bagwell, Reggie Jackson, Enos Cabell, and then their, you know, console. I think they get his opinion. They take his scout, and I think they do respect it for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
But, man, that sounds like he's not even the scout. Like, dare you tell me that you've been watching this baseball team the entire time. You've been watching Jose Abreu the entire time. You think that he's still got the bat speed. And then you want to talk about thinking we're stupid. This is the part that I felt insulted in.
Mm-hmm.
The weights.
Come on.
He's too strong. This is why our expensive nearly $20 million a year first baseman can't hit the ball hard.
No, he's just too good.
Because he's too strong. What?
It's bothersome. Somebody told him what to do.
Like,
somebody is pulling his string.
Dude, we can't be serious right now.
Nobody is.
Like we honestly can't be serious right now. And then to the point that we were talking about earlier, you know, in the previous segment and even during the break a little bit, like, this is there's got to be some more urgency here. Like, this thing is not just something that's just going to correct itself.
Yeah.
Where time is going to heal all wounds. At some point, you become exactly what your record is.
Absolutely.
Right? You become exactly that. Like, this is not a 1-3 football team.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what that looks like. You don't have a quarterback who's either injured or struggling is just going to come in there and save the day. There is no equivalent value to that, to a quarterback or a star NBA player that can just change the entire trajectory of the team.
Yeah.
You need at least three arms in your rotation, probably five at this point because it's still a long baseball season. And the heart of your lineup, the Bregmans and Yordan Alvarez's of the world cannot perform like this. And then your leadership on top of that cannot go out there and contradict themselves and talk like this publicly.
They're pulling his string, man. I mean, that's all. Because if I said that in a press conference, you said it, Figgy said it, that it's not the bat speed. Trust my scouting eye. I believe that. I'm putting myself out there on behalf of a player. And I think from what I can see that it's not his bat speed, I would stick with that when I send him back down to Florida. But 7 days later, I completely contradict it. That's not me talking. That's someone else talking. And that speaks to your whole leadership. When you say leadership, you're not just talking about Dana Brown.
No.
You're not just talking about Dana Brown.
No.
You're talking about all the cooks in the kitchen. You're talking about everybody. I think it's just like whoever happens to be in Jim Crane's office at the time is going to influence him. And I also think I feel pretty bad for James Click. I feel pretty bad for James Click.
Now we do.
Yeah.
Now we do. And at the time, even at the time, it felt weird.
Yeah.
It felt dirty. It felt slimy.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, more importantly, like, and because I know there wasn't a whole lot of personal connection between this fan base and James Click, but it just flat out felt misguided.
Yeah.
And not intelligent. That is what it felt like. It's like, you know what? We don't need the baseball nerd. We got the baseball jocks, and we'll be okay. And we got the success, and we'll be okay. And that, to me, is the mindset. It's the mentality that has led us to this place almost 2 years later.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why not only do the Astros look bad now, but I don't have faith, and I've talked about this, I don't have faith that they got the leadership right now, the leadership structure, to get them out of it. That is the core of the issue. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, on In The Loop, rolling on a Wednesday. Look, J.J. Watt came from the top rope on Austin Rivers yesterday on Twitter. We are going to talk about the NBA players that could play in the NFL and the NFL players that could play in the NBA, or if there are any, in localized. That's coming up next on In The Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.